producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. If you're just joining us, good morning. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guests today, from Texas/U.S. Law Shield, where they operate in Florida, Colorado, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, and or Texas. Once again, joining me, Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington. Now, what would the answer to my question be there, guys, besides what Michelle said? And I do like the idea of her infiltrating them, by the way.
It's hard. People have it ingrained in their mind. When they hate something, they are going to hate something. Whether you present them a mountain of evidence that shows that their opinion is wrong or that their belief is wrong, you're just not going to change somebody's mind who is so unreasonable and who just refuses to look at the facts. Because the statistics show over and over again, look at England. Look at Australia. When they took handguns away from the people, violent crime skyrocketed. We're seeing this in Chicago. We give people handguns, violent crime goes down. It's numbers. They're facts that cannot be argued with, but they cannot be argued to somebody who is so unreasonable and who refuses to look at the facts.
Yeah, and they'll attempt to say that the decline is because of something else. Well, the decline is because all of the social programs now have infiltrated the community, and that's why. They'll come up with some sort of ridiculous reason as to why why the crime has gone down, other than the most obvious, the guns. You know, it's Occam's razor. You know, the most obvious explanation is usually the correct one.
Right. I noticed that in Chicago, for example, Jerry McCarthy, the police superintendent there, said that it's because of the good policing techniques we're employing, which are these new? Did they just now start doing them this year?
Yeah, they were employing very poor policing techniques before.
Prior to that. And he's also the one that got out there and said, my officers will shoot down concealed carriers on site. We're not going to ask questions if we think you have a gun, so I don't know. I guess that might be damage control or something. I'm not sure what he's doing.
Yeah, that's a very ridiculous thing to say.
I want to shift. Now, I just talked about something before you guys came on. And I was talking about a self-defense story out of my state here in South Carolina. And the home invaders, when they broke in, they were pistol whipping an 11-year-old boy.
Oh, my God.
Now, in the homeowner's place, if that 11-year-old is my grandson or one of my kids or one of my nephews or something like that, and I pop out the back and there's two home invaders pistol whipping this child, in addition to the two women they were pistol whipping, I think that you might want to call my method of self-defense over the top, because I'm probably going to go to my dark place, my unhappy place. In the case of that, is the fact that I'm shooting back at home invaders, is that going to be the mitigating circumstance, and it doesn't really matter how emotional I get while I'm defending myself?
Well, what you have to be is reasonable. Virtually every state requires a person to be acting reasonably when they use deadly force. So let's take an example of what's unreasonable. Say you go to your dark place. You shoot this guy several times. He's on the ground. He's no longer a threat, and he is pleading for his life. And you go up to him and you double tap him in the head to finish him off. Is that reasonable? Probably not, because the guy was no longer a threat. He was on the ground pleading for his life. Now, if you stop shooting because the guy is no longer a threat and then you call 911 after that, that's probably reasonable. And especially when we're dealing with a home invasion, you've got someone unlawfully and with force entering a premises where they do not belong. They are pistol-whipping children, pistol-whipping women, I don't care who it is. That's probably going to be inflicting serious bodily injury, which is another justification on why you could use deadly force against somebody. But you've got to be doing this all within the bounds of reasonableness.
So now when I was in the military, when I've trained as a civilian in self-defense, typically the rule of thumb is I shoot till they go down.
Correct.
Yes. You shoot until a reasonable person would believe that there was no longer a threat.
So.
And also, well, here in Texas and many other states, if the people are in fact home invaders, you're given the lawful presumption that your use of deadly force was reasonable. And so there, you know, as of 2007 in Texas, it was modeled somewhat after the law in Florida, which came into being in 2005. And not only does it say, you know, a lot of people think of the castle doctrine, quote unquote, as, you know, you don't have to retreat from your house. And that's just a small part of it. That was the first part of it, is that you didn't have to retreat from your house. You are justified in using deadly force to defend your house. And then now the next generation of castle doctrine, the one here in Texas, and like I said, many other states have adopted as well, says not only are you allowed to defend it, but you're given the legal presumption that you were reasonable in defending it. And so that means that in the event that the prosecutor chooses to prosecute somebody who is protecting their house or people in their house, that prosecutor actually has to go out and get affirmative evidence that the person acted unreasonably. They can't just simply come up with an argument, hey, it was unreasonable, this guy, you know, he didn't have a weapon, or, you know, any other kind of things. They have to rebut this legal presumption, and the jury will be told, look, people are presumed to be reasonable. If they have a belief that somebody unlawfully and forcefully entered their house, being armed doesn't matter. That's the only qualifications. If I think those two things occurred, then the law says I was reasonable.
And you bring up an interesting question, because I keep seeing this thing out in the media in Ferguson. You know, the 6'4", 290-pound Ute did not have a gun. Therefore, he is unarmed. How many times in Texas have you guys, and we're coming up on the next break, so you can answer this after we get back. How many times in Texas do they get out there and actually prosecute? I mean, not having a firearm is not the same thing as not being dangerous.
Correct.
And, I mean, more people are killed by hand than are shot by any kind of rifle in the United States. So is this, I mean, has this always been in place where, well, you shot an unarmed man, and I'm sitting there looking like I just caught 15 punches with my face? Well, I kind of thought I had to.
I don't know if it's more than it's ever been, but I will say, reading the Houston Chronicle with home invasions and citizens who are going in and using deadly force against burglars, whether it's a place of business or their neighbor's house, the media always reports whether the perpetrator was armed or not. For example, there was a story out on Monday where an individual went into his neighbor's home and shot and killed a burglar. And the media, the very first sentence was, shot unarmed burglar. Well, it doesn't matter whether he's armed or not. The guy was in somebody's habitation unlawfully, and he lunged at him, putting them in fear of their life. So I don't know if it's just something the media has grabbed onto, and now people are just taking it and run with it, or if it's really always been this way.
Neither do I. You guys hang on one second. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 22nd, 2014, gold opened at $1,279.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,325.82, $662.91 for a half ounce, or $331.45 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,325.82, $662.91, and $331.45.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Good morning and welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Joined again by the folks at Texas Law Shield, Michelle Byington and Edwin Walker. We're talking, we've been talking theory, and now we're talking actuality. And I guess the next place to go is now in Texas. Is it still looking like open carry is going to become the thing with the, even though Rick Perry's been indicted. Is it looking like it's going to be the thing? Are you guys going to get that there?
You never know.
That's the thing about the Texas legislature. There's 5 months. Everybody's got their everybody's got their particular interest they want. It depends on whether or not there's a lot of politics involved as to whether or not the chair committees will let things get through the committees, whether the Speaker of the House will let things get to the floor. And there's a lot of procedural hurdles. And, you know, frankly, you know, being that this is now a high-profile issue, there's going to be the people who always support open carry. There's going to be the people who are always against open carry. And we will see the political fallout from the open carry movement and the open carry demonstrations to determine whether or not those people on the fence have been swayed to being pro-open carry or anti-open carry. And that just simply is unknown right now. I know all of the pro-gun organizations are going to fight for it. They're going to advocate for it. They're going to lobby for it. And we'll just have to see. I don't really see much of the anti-gun forces out there. But like I said, you never know what's going to happen behind the scenes, because unfortunately in the Texas legislature, one or two people can stop a whole, you know, a significant piece of legislation.
Right. Well, I mean, let's talk about this. I mean, Texas and South Carolina are the only two arguably shall issue states that don't have any provision whatsoever for open carry. How many issues? I mean, you guys operate in Oklahoma. They have open carry in Oklahoma, right?
Correct. Yes.
Florida is another one that is pro-gun, but they don't allow open carry. How many problems does open carry actually, I mean, in Oklahoma, for example, your members in Oklahoma, how many people are calling you up because somebody called in and said they were carrying a gun when it was quite evident that if you look on my hip, I'm carrying a gun?
Zero.
Yeah, we haven't had any of those issues.
And, I mean, isn't that pretty much the rule of thumb throughout the United States where open carry? I mean, there's only, I think there's 31 states that there's not a whole lot of hurdles, and there's another 13 that allow it after a fashion. So that's 44 states, and Texas would be the 45th or 46th, I'm not sure.
Yeah, to me that's the strongest argument. Is not, you know, of course all the philosophers, they, you know, they have a very patriotic ring, and you're standing up for your rights. But the most powerful argument in my mind is, look, you know, why does Texas want to be the odd man out here whenever we're supposed to be so pro-gun?
Well, and that's the question I had to ask. Now, open carry, the pros for me for open carry is like the police. When you're carrying a gun in the open, if you have to draw it, it's going to be much easier. It's going to be much quicker. And since civilians don't have to have retention holsters, they probably shave a second off the time that the officer has to break it loose. So as far as making sense for self-defense, that is the way to go, is to open carry versus sweeping aside your shirt or sweeping aside your, I mean, God, heaven forbid that a woman's got to, you know, draw concealed. I'm pretty sure a woman can get pretty good at it, but with a host of ways, you know, like the garter holster and the flashbang bra holster. So carrying a gun in the open has got to be quicker for self-defense. Is that, I mean, do you guys see stats regarding that?
Absolutely. I mean, that's just physics. Nobody can argue with that. Also, you have to look at how often would, and this of course statistic is completely immeasurable. There's no way to measure it. But you know, how many crimes are prevented by open carry? You know, do you think a purse snatcher is going to say, "Oh, that woman's got a gun. Let me go try to steal her purse"? Or are they going to pick the soft target?
The one with no gun showing.
Exactly.
So, I'm, you know, in South Carolina, the head of the Judiciary Committee, who's a Republican, he killed the open carry bill in committee because he said that he found it offensive to see anybody but the police carrying a gun in the open.
Yeah, that's sort of the argument that the other side was using in a hearing The Texas committee, Texas legislative committees, they can have hearings whenever the legislation is in session. And they had a very important one a few months ago. And that was basically the guy who was on the committee that was against it. That was his only argument. That's all he said. He must have repeated it a half a dozen times, is, well, I don't want to go into the grocery store and see a man with a gun. That was his only argument.
But, I mean, isn't it, from my way of thinking, when I'm walking around, I mean, criminals don't carry their guns in the open. They carry them concealed. And we're no less dangerous carrying concealed than we would be if we're carrying open. So, you know, the difference is I got to snatch my shirt up before I snatch my gun. And there's not a whole lot of this. There is a time difference between open and concealed on the draw, but not one that changes the dynamic. So concealed carriers are no less dangerous than open carriers. So, I mean, what if that's the only argument, when does logic start to impose itself here?
That is the $64,000 question.
Let me write that down, the
$64,000. Yeah. Nobody cares about logic.
Least of all politicians.
Yes.
Would that be a fair presumption? What, besides the benefit of the snatch, being able to, you know, draw the weapon and get it out faster in self-defense, and do you believe that's a bigger deterrent effect to have guns seen?
I think it is a deterrent. I mean, nobody goes up and openly assaults police.
Not for the most part.
Well, I think hit the nail on the head. If somebody is going to snatch my purse off my body, and if I'm open carrying, don't you think they're going to go for the woman who doesn't have a gun on them? It just seems, it's just common sense to people like you and I.
I don't know. I open carry for the, I just don't understand it. A police officer with a uniform with a badge. That shirt and that badge gives this air of legitimacy. And when you look at the statistics where civilians are defending themselves versus police shooting perpetrators, there's a 10% difference in who shoots the wrong person, with the civilians coming out on top, 2 to 12%. Hang on one more time for me. I want to explore one more thing with you if you guys have the time. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KE Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KE Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's katiarmor.com. KE Armor, come and take it.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. I don't know where you're at, but where I'm at, it's a very nice, cool Wednesday morning here in the upstate of South Carolina. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talking to Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington of Texas/U.S. Law Shield. Guys, let's talk about new members, okay? With a new member that's coming in that lives in Pennsylvania or Oklahoma or Florida or Colorado or Texas, when they join, when a new member joins, and by the way, if you're listening and you want to join and you live in one of those states, promo code BILLRADIO1 gets you 14 months for the price of 12. Is that still going on?
That is still happening.
Okay. Most people don't, but, you know, if you want to, take advantage of it. When a new member comes in, do they have to seek out education, or do you let them know that there's education available to them as far as how they can set their self-defense plan?
We definitely shove education down our members' throats, or attempt to anyway. We make it available on the website. When a person becomes a member, they are given a login and a password, and they have access to the member portal, is what it's called, on our website. And it is overflowing with information. And, of course, all members know that they can call us at any time with their questions regarding carrying the laws, regarding self-defense, defense of property, or anything.
Now, have you guys ever gotten a call of a type where you sat back and said, are you kidding me? Are you pulling my leg?
Just about every day.
Is that typically because one of your members will get arrested when it clearly was a case of self-defense or they weren't breaking the law, or is it it's one of these things where I was attacked by a wild yak that was escaped from the zoo and I killed it and I'm being prosecuted for it?
No, actually, most of the bizarre hypotheticals occur whenever people are talking about where they can legally carry a firearm. and what circumstances they can legally carry a firearm. We get more questions about that than self-defense. Most of the self-defense stuff, is people have reasonable questions, but, they do come up with some fairly bizarre hypotheticals. At least we hope they're hypotheticals.
Well, I mean, most of the time that's going to be government buildings, right, and police stations,
yeah,
court buildings.
Yep. But each state has their own peculiar list. For example, one of the oddities is most states prohibit concealed carry license concealed carry in government buildings, and especially the state legislature. Well, the state legislature has always been allowed here in Texas, and in fact, they have metal detectors at the Capitol, but you're allowed to go buy the metal detectors if you show them your concealed carry license. And so a lot of people think that's very odd. But what they want to prevent is illegal people carrying in the Capitol, not people who are legal. So it makes perfect sense. But a lot of states are like, nope, can't carry in government buildings at all, period. And so we get a lot of calls about people traveling out of state. They want to know, is there a place to find that? Can they easily look at it? Do we know it off the top of our head? And there is what we call, the usual suspects. Don't carry in schools, don't carry in courts, don't carry in prisons. That don't carry, past the metal detector in the airport, that sort of thing.
I think one of my favorite phone calls that we got was the man who, there was a pack of stray dogs that were attacking him and I think his chickens, and the pack was being led by a beagle, which had to be the cutest attack ever.
Yeah.
And so when we got this phone call, I was like, a beagle is coming after you? But then luckily, when the police arrived, they went and attacked the police officer too.
So Snoopy was leading the assault.
Snoopy was leading the assault.
Snoopy and his friends. I think it was his brother Spike.
Woodstock was there, all that stuff. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, we get questions, all kinds of questions. I think there's a group of people that actually sit out there and think up questions to ask, because some of these really do kind of border on the very impractical. And your first response, of course, would be, now, why would you, why would you want to do that, or why would you, why would this circumstance ever occur? But if they can think it up, we'll come up with an answer.
I tell you what, there's one thing I want to talk about that we've never talked about, and I would imagine you guys might have trouble with it too in Texas. So can you hold over through the last segment? Because I want to thoroughly explore this. You're talking about these wild dogs that were attacking things. Have you guys heard about what is affecting the feline predators in the world? Actually, it seems to be worldwide. Have you heard about that?
Are you talking about women or animals?
Animals.
Okay.
Feline.
I'm glad she said that.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of the big cat predators, there's a phenomenon where they have begun developing canine distemperment virus. And this is knocking away a lot of their inhibitions and fear of man. I mean, there's been instances where mountain lions have been prowling the streets of Chicago, where they're attacking people in California. Just the other day, some guy shot a bobcat that had grown to the size of a small mountain lion that was attacking chickens that was 8 feet away from him. I know it's because we're encroaching on their habitat and everything, but apparently with the felines, with the predatory cats, they're losing their fear of man. And in some cases, the bigger they get, the more they look at them as a food source. So in the United States, all we have to be concerned with is the mountain lion. But, this is happening worldwide.
Well, didn't we see that with bears, like, a few decades ago? I mean, wasn't that the argument about the bears?
Yeah, well, I'm sure that's even worse now today. I don't know about the canine distemperment virus part of it, but...
It may be true. In fact, yesterday, the day before, on the Houston News, on televised news, there was actually a story about a cat that was randomly attacking pedestrians and animals in the Heights, the neighborhood that Michelle actually lives in.
A domesticated house cat?
Yes. And they showed a guy's leg, and it was scratched up really bad. And he got on the news about it, but, you know, it was kind of weird. He said the cat attacked him and his dog and then ran off, and he didn't know where it was. Made the news. And so, you know, you never know. If canine distemperment virus is a real thing, this cat probably has it.
Don't come to my neighborhood. We have attack cats.
Well, I saw a video the other day of a pit bull coming up and grabbing a child by the ankle and getting ready to drag it off. And the family cat attacked the pit bull and ran it off.
Yes, that became a very famous video.
Yeah, that, you know, cats are not something to be trifled with. I believe the most successful hunters, prolific hunters of the entire feline family are the domesticated house cat. So I got a few in my neighborhood that roam the neighborhood, and wildlife is not safe of a certain size anyway.
But, you know.
Go ahead.
Some cats are just a-holes. So, you know, you got that, too.
Michelle, is he saying that because you have a cat at your house?
No, I'm clearly a dog person.
Yeah, she's a dog person. I do have cats, and I'm saying it because one of my cats really rubbed me the wrong way this weekend.
Sort of aloof.
Sort of things that he did, yes. He's really on my bad list right now.
I understand. Well, I want to talk about the phenomena as we go into the next break and how this might affect what you guys do. Because I think it's going to get worse before it gets... I mean, in Texas, do you guys have trouble with coyotes?
Yes. Oh, yes.
All right. You guys hang on. Yeah.
Yes.
You guys hang on, and we will be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor. And a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right. Back for one last swing. On a Wednesday morning, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talking to Michelle Byington, Edwin Walker from Texas Law Shield. We just brought up the subject of the animal predators that are out there, the wild hogs, the coyotes, in some cases the mountain lions, bobcats and such. It's becoming a little more prevalent to see, especially coyotes. Coyotes are even in the metropolitan areas now, aren't they?
Yeah. The thing about it is that we actually, I kind of give a talk on this, in which everybody makes fun of me for it because they think I'm obsessed with it. But Texas law.
We don't think we know. He is obsessed with killing animals.
I don't kill animals. That's the point, is that I'm not a hunter. I don't kill animals. But what has always struck me as very, very bizarre, especially in light of the fact that anything having to do with guns is pretty much criminalized now, is that there is no general Texas self-defense statute regarding defending yourself or another from an animal.
Really?
Yes, there's a lot of piecemeal out there. It's specifically a defense to cruelty to animals, that you killed a dangerous wild animal in self-defense. So it has to be on the pre-approved list of dangerous wild animals, which would include all the animals you're talking about, coyotes, lions, tigers, bobcats, cougars, etc. But it does not include dogs, and so you can't, you know, you can't specifically claim self-defense if you kill a dog. If you're charging with cruelty to animals, not to mention all of the firearm statutes, discharging a weapon in a public place, discharging a weapon in city limits, displaying a firearm whenever you have a CHL, deadly conduct, those are all crimes that you could be charged with if you shoot an animal in self-defense. And since there's no general self-defense justification like there is for shooting people, you have to rely on the very, very vague defense of necessity. And it becomes completely up to the judge as to whether or not he decides that he's going to allow the jury to determine whether it was absolutely necessary for you to kill that animal in self-defense.
Well, I mean, in where I live, we've had instances of a black bear on the major highway. They claim that there are no mountain lions here, but we've had sightings of mountain lions here. I saw a mountain lion before I got in radio. I was out early one morning delivering things, and one crossed the road. And you know, I'm not one of these guys that go out there and say I've been in the woods all my life and I know that was a Bigfoot when I saw it. But I've seen enough mountain lions on TV. I've seen enough depictions of mountain lions on TV to say, yep, that's a mountain lion. So, and this was in, this mountain lion was crossing a road going into a wood line that about 50 yards away was a residential area. So, I'm waiting to see what the, how this is going to change the dynamic. I know, my first question is, am I carrying enough gun to deal with both the four-legged and the two-legged predator in a lot of cases?
Right.
Have you guys ever taken that up? You ever thought about that?
What, to talk about maybe you should carry a larger caliber in case you get attacked by a mountain lion?
Well, I do have a very highly modified 10mm, which should just about handle anybody or anything. And yeah, I do carry that from time to time, but I don't, you know, it's not a compact gun by any stretch of the imagination.
Right. Well, it certainly something is to be considered. I mean, obviously, you know, yeah, you do have the occasional wildlife that wanders into urbanized areas, but I guess you have to look at what, you know, where you're going. You know, are you going someplace where there's more of a threat from a two-legged predator than a four-legged predator? You know, if I'm going off into East Texas, maybe there's both. But if I'm just, you know, driving from here to my house, you know, even though it's a suburban area, I've never seen any, well, I've seen deer and I've seen feral hogs, but I've never seen anything that I thought was actually going to harm me.
How long is it, do you think, before the feral hogs discover landfills and start working their way back? And, you know, a lot of bears like garbage cans, dumpsters and everything like of that nature. That's where their bread and butter is.
Yeah, well, that'll be very interesting, especially with regard to the, you know, suburban development as they surround, you know, areas that were previously out in the boonies and used as landfills. Because the one animal that nobody in Texas seems to have a problem killing is a feral hog. And so nobody that I know has been arrested or threatened by the police for either killing a feral hog or using a firearm to do it. And so it'll be kind of interesting to, you know, because it usually always happens out in the country. And it'll be kind of interesting to see if somebody gets all bent out of shape by somebody just, you know, seeing a pack of feral hogs, getting out of their car on the side of the road and just pumping a few rounds at them.
Well,
because Texas is actually there, you know, they want people to go out. The state of Texas affirmatively wants people to start shooting feral hogs.
May have to go pay a visit to Texas. I've always wanted to go feral hog hunting. Are feral hogs, as an example, are they a danger to people or just to property?
Oh, they can be a danger to people. In fact, that's one of the reasons, you know, not to get too far off topic, but, you know, with the suppressors, whenever we first started doing NFA trust to allow people to easily, you know, to skip sort of the red tape and getting a suppressor, that was one of the biggest groups that we saw were people who wanted to use suppressors when hog hunting, because it allowed them not only to be able to kill more feral hogs because they wouldn't hear the shot, but also feral hogs, if there's a pack of them, they're not against running and attacking the people that just shot at them. So if you can eliminate that sound to give away your position, it makes you absolutely more safe when the feral hog hunting.
Well,
they're big and dangerous and aggressive.
I know the coyotes are prevalent in metropolitan regions, which would cover a lot of Pennsylvania. I know, like in Florida, for some reason, they have this anaconda explosion or constrictor snake explosion and alligators and stuff such as that. In the states in which you operate, there's, you know, Colorado. I'm sure there's bears in Colorado. I would imagine in the coming years, as it continues to expand and you guys continue to expand, you're going to have to start looking at self-defense against animals, aren't you?
Yes, I agree. That's my whole point, that everybody makes fun of me for.
Does Michelle make fun of you for that, too?
Oh, absolutely.
But you live in the neighborhood where the killer cat lives.
Yeah, to keep kind like Edmund out.
Well, you know, if I'm a dog person. I'm not a cat person per se. I've tried to be a cat person.
You're a reasonable human being who enjoys the companionship of a nice animal.
Yeah, you just wait till that gets after Stella.
But then, on the other hand, I'm not a big fan of any sort of animal that starts attacking me. I will give it the benefit of the doubt after one. They can have a bad day one day. After that, the mitts are off. But I'm just looking at how many times people run across. I think in the woods, you know, everybody wants to get back to nature. Let's disconnect. I'm leaving my iPhone at the house, and they go out there and they get between a mama bear and the cubs, and oh my.
Yes.
So anyway, Texas Law Shield. You can find them on the web. I'm sure you guys have a Facebook presence too, right? I haven't ever asked about that.
Yeah, we do. If you just search Texas Law Shield or U.S. Law Shield, we've got pages with all sorts of information. I think access to our blog, too. We just started up a blog that's got gun-related news and popular topics.
Well, Texas / U.S. Law Shield, there are many out there that purport to be like them, but... Like, I'm sure that when they get in Virginia and when you guys get in Illinois, where I know a couple of other companies like you are trying to set up, you're going to smoke them just because you have a better program set up. I'm waiting, of course, as you know, for you to come to South Carolina. So, you know, I'm waiting on that, too. But if you live in the states that they cover you, you need to join them. Right now, Shanine Wilson is probably wishing she had been a member of Texas Law Shield before she crossed into New Jersey.
No, so absolutely.
She could have been a member. She could have been a member. And I'm waiting. Guys, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Yes, sir. All right, folks, that is it. We're going to do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this, please. It has never been about gun control, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.